This is David Flint for ACM. The latest poll in the UK shows that only 13% of Britons want a republic. The polls in Australia taken last year showed support for a republic was down to the low 30s. When ACM invited the nation's most venerable polling organisation, Roy Morgan Research, to survey support for a politician's republic from the time of the referendum, it confirms findings on the ACM site. Support in Australia for a politician's republic in late 2011 was down to 34%. We arranged this in preparation for the Royal Tour of 2011, and the Morgan Report made news around the world. It also confirmed a phenomenon we discovered during polling for the referendum campaign. This was that support for a politician's republic is not only lower among the aged, the fascinating thing is that support for a politician's republic is also lower among the young. The Morgan poll confirms this, with support among the young down to 31%. If you look at the section on polling on this site, you'll see it makes a mockery of Susan Ryan's observation that the Republicans only had to wait until my generation passed on. Dropped off the perch, I think she said. It makes a mockery also of Attorney General Nicola Roxon's barb years ago that no new monarchists are being born. The Republicans are always looking for some silver bullet which will ensure that some unknown form of politician's republic will fall into their laps. Perhaps they should go back and work out precisely what they want. So support for a politician's republic in Britain is down to 13%. If a similar trend is occurring here since last year, and I've no doubt that there is, support now for a politician's republic would be down to the 20s, perhaps even the low 20s. Until next time, this is David Flint for ACM No Republic.